And indeed, it would seem to me, from what I've said so far and what you will yet hear, that the identification of this trunculus as the tchelet, as the chilazon, and the color of the tchelet is quite well established. And I'm not sure, I wouldn't say that it's 100%. If there were such a thing as making a separate bracha on tchelet, which incidentally the Rishonim discuss, if it's two separate mitzvahs, you ought to make a separate bracha. But if there were a separate bracha on tchelet, you might say sofer brachas lahakel. But clearly, I don't think that it's in such a suffix that you can ignore this entirely. On the contrary, I think you have to take it in serious consideration. So let's say that you look through the sugya and you come to the conclusion that it's a doubt, it's a suffix involved. What do you do now? There are those who have said that even if you're that bezman hazeh, you should not wear tcheles, and they quote a sefri, a story in the Sefer Rav Yossi, in those days in the Tanoim, who was not quite sure about tcheles, and he met someone who was a tcheles fisherman, a tcheles gatherer, or whatever you call it, and he said that if you don't take care, you can get into trouble, there's a sakana. And they quote an Ariyah Kodesh, whatever, I can't go into it in detail. Clearly, it's not enough to be mevatel the mitzvah of tcheles if indeed tcheles is available. They also quote a Tesefta. The Tesefta says in Menachis that tcheles ein ekshera ela menachilozan. Tcheles is only kosher from the chilazon, hevi shalom nechilazon psula. So the kasha is, you see here, if you have a doubt if it's the real tcheles, maybe it's possible. However, I think that what the Tesefta means is possible insofar as tcheles is concerned. But if, let's say that the chilazon we have now, the trunculus, is not the right one, but it doesn't mean that it puzzles it in the sense that you're not allowed to wear it. It simply means that when you wear it, you don't get this, the mitzvah of tcheles, but at least you have the mitzvah of love. What happens if you have red tzitzis? I don't advise it. What happens if you have red tzitzis? You make kind of the mitzvah of lovan. Lovan doesn't only white, it means anything that's not tcheles. And there is a din in achronim, there are two extreme shitas. One sheet is that whatever is not the real chilazon is called kele ilan. Kele ilan is not one particular dye. Anything that's not chilazon is kele ilan. Reverse, on the reverse side, the Tiferes Yisrael in his Agdamah to say the Moed says that whatever is not kele ilan is okay as tcheles. Anything is okay as tcheles, as long as it's not kele. So any kind of product might even have. This is one of the tainus that the Razina use in his favor. I believe, however, that both extremes are really extremes in this case. And kele ilan is kele ilan, and chilozon is chilozon, and tcheles is tcheles. Lemaskona. Even if you say that that it's a suffix, and maybe this is not the real tcheles, certainly if you say that it's a genuine suffix. Nevertheless, there should be no psul in using this particular dye, which is colored the same way as tcheles, because the Rambam says in Perek Beis of Tzitzis Halacha Daled that if something was colored im nitzba be'echad mishar hatzivonin hamashchirim she'enem omdim psula, that if you use another dye, a dark dye, which does not last, it's not a color-fast item, then it's puzzle. But that's only when you don't have tcheles. But when a tcheles is available, or the color is available, there's no psul involved. And indeed, the Rav Arashi of Tel Aviv, Rav Chaim David Alevi, in his Sefer Seilach Rav, does pass in the same way, that if you have a color that looks like tcheles, doesn't even discuss whether it's kelilan or not, there's no avera in it. It's simply that you're mekayim the mitzvah of lovam, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tcheles. Let me close with just a few words of agoda, and then I'll very few words. According to the Kabbalah Sa'ari, just a way of signing off in a less rigorous fashion, there's a song. There's a song that is a makar of all songs of Shiras v'tishbachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the mother, the matrix of all songs. And one of the songs that derives from this great nigun is the song of the Geula La'asid Lavo. Further says the Adi, this nigun will be played on a harp, on a kinar. And the kinar, a kinar, a harp, has strings. What are those strings? The chutei hatzitzis. The chutei la'asad lavo, the chutei hatzitzis, will form the strings on which the music or the song of the geula will be played. So one can only hope that with the probable rediscovery of Tcheles and reuse of Tcheles, that, who knows, maybe this is a sign that the chutim are ready for the Ruach Tzfonis to blow on it and play the song of the geula. And indeed, the Yeshua of Kutna, who was one of the people I mentioned who opposed it at Zina, says that although I can't approve of it, I also believe that we don't really know. He writes, "Ein lo gamken yediyah brura she'enenu achila zon," and he adds the words, "Ve'efshar shemitnotzeitz ha'geula." Perhaps these are the first rays of the geula itself. So he saw in the chiddush of Tcheles the sign of the geula, the chen yihi ratzon.